Blog Talk Radio.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord, deliver me. 'Cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Hurt me.
I know we should be finishing, but take it from me two more times.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, you guys. There is technician issues with the radio on tonight, but we give God glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Elder, amen. Are we good to go, man of God? Are we good to go? Elder Cruvo, are we good to go? Amen.
Woman of God, I said when the song go off, go ahead and start.
Yeah. Oh, is it off already?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome, everybody. And welcome, everybody, to New Anointing. Amen. International, nationwide. Hallelujah. Will God be all the glory? Amen. Honor and praise. We do bless God for all of you. Amen. We bless God for every one of you, God. Children, welcome. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For I was glad when they said unto me, hallelujah, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Our scripture this evening is Psalms 100. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that makes us. Hallelujah. We are his people. In the sheep of his presence, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Enter into his courts with praise. My God, be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. I just read to you Psalms 100. It's the entirety. May God bless the readers and those that do his holy work. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you all tonight. We thank you, oh God, that this is our answer to us, God. We thank you, God, for who you are, God. God, I thank you for this line. I thank you for everybody on this line, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I ask right now, Father, that you will cover your own with us, which cover us with your blood, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless the one that's going to speak. God, give them preaching power. Give them an understanding of your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless everybody under the sound of my voice. Oh God, have your way. Bless this line. Oh God, pray that you cover this line. Bless everybody on this line, everybody that desires to be on here, God. But nevertheless, God, I pray that you will have their way. God, and I give you the glory, honor, and praise for it in Jesus' name. Somebody help me say amen and thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and open the floor. Amen. For testimonies. Amen. On tonight, if anybody got a testimony, amen, the floor is open. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise Heavenly God. To the pastor here and everyone, Evangelist Raquel, I thank God for my life, my health. I thank God for my strength. I thank God for retiring from Compton Unified, worked 38 years. And I thank God I enjoy my retirement every day. I thank God. I thank God for my children. Thank God for you. Thank God for the prophet and everyone on this line. I just thank God for y'all. Pray for me and keep me in your prayer. Keep my stomach in your prayers when y'all pray. Pray for me. Love y'all.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We are praying for you, Mama Annette. Anybody else testimony on tonight? Amen. Amen. Anybody else have a testimony on tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just thank God for, amen, another day, another day that the Lord has kept us. Amen. With our minds stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. When we look back over our life and see how far God has brought us from. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Truly, I bless the Lord at all times. Amen. I give him praise. I give him glory. Hallelujah. we all, amen, have a testimony because we woke up this morning, amen?
Amen.
We all have a testimony by his grace and his mercy that he has kept us, amen? Some of us could be laying up in the hospital with COVID-19 tubes in our body. But God may seem fit, hallelujah, to give us this opportunity. And I tell him, thank you, amen, hallelujah. Amen. I just bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Is it anybody else have a testimony on tonight? Amen. Amen. Y'all wanna just, amen. Y'all can tell of the goodness of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to thank the Lord for my life, health, and strength. I thank him because he allowed life to last and death to pass in the name of Jesus. I thank him that he kept my grandson, that he, the death angel wasn't able to take him out. And I thank the Lord for my grandchildren. I give God glory. I give him praise. I give him the praise report of when I went to the doctor today, even though the enemy is still sticking his head, but I still give God glory because they finally tracked down the monitor that I sent to Chicago to find out what my results were, and they're referring me to the Baptist Hospital. But I know that the angel of the Lord is going before me and making the crooked places straight, and that when I get to see that other physician, I know that God is the great physician. He said in his word, I am that I am, the Son of the living God. And I thank him for being on the right hand of the Father, interceding for me. And I know he was saying at the time when they hung him high, stretched him wide, and he hung his head for me, he died. I know that wasn't nothing but love. And I give God praise on tonight. And I thank God for this line. And I just thank God for what he's doing. And most of all, I thank it for his son, Jesus, because he became sin who knew no sin for us. And I give God glory because he is a good, good God. He's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. He's El Elyon, the Most High God. And I say thank you that he has been that God in my life. Even when I didn't see my way out, I walked around and held my head straight up in the air. Even if my tail, my behind had to drag the ground. I give God glory because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. And this road has not been an easy road, but I'm still hanging in here. And I know when they hung Jesus on the cross, he was probably saying to himself, this is not easy, but it's worth it. And I give God praise for the Son of the living God as passed the spiritual baton.
Let me tell you something. Amen. Prophetess, when I was saying it, I was just saying, amen. Lord, have your way. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have a testimony on tonight? Amen.
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 I just want to thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. I just want to thank God for who he is in my life. Amen. I just want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. That my feet are still today. Amen. I'm no longer running. Amen. After the things of the world. Amen. I'm no longer running.
Amen.
After drugs and alcohol. Amen. I'm no longer running. Amen. After women. Amen. But I'm a God chaser today in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I thank God for the transformation. Amen, that he's doing in and through my life. Amen. I just thank God for being my king, my savior. Amen, my everything. Hallelujah. I thank God, amen, for even being my lover. My God, hallelujah, even being my keeper. I just bless God on tonight, amen, for what he is doing, amen, in me in this season, amen. You all people of God, just keep me in prayer, amen, as we lift one another in prayer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, my God, hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Anybody else have a testimony on tonight? Anybody else?
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. People, God, it's just something. Hallelujah. When you look back over your life and see how far God has brought you from, amen, I thank God, amen, just for the 29 years that I've been here. Hallelujah. And,
oh,
amen,
God.
Just as, hallelujah, as come next Friday, I'll be 30. But I thank God for his keeping power. Amen. I thank
yes,
God
Lord.
That even though, you know, I may have had the vaccine and had a fever headache, amen, almost fainted, but I'm still here. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, okay, y'all not going to talk back to me tonight.
Amen.
But I realize something, amen, what God has done for you, hallelujah, he will do the same thing for me. So I tell you, people of God, just take about, amen, a few minutes and let's give God a thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. Let's give God a hallelujah. Amen.
You,
I will not bless you guys tonight, but can we just, amen, let the redeem of the Lord taste them. Of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Mama Annette, you sing that he read a song, please.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Anybody got a song on their heart tonight? Amen, that you want to sing to the Lord. Amen. I release it. Amen.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break it, change. There
hallelujah.
Is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. There is love in the name of Jesus. There is love in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is joy. In the name of Jesus,
yes, sir.
There is joy. In the name of Jesus, break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is peace. In the name of Jesus, there is peace. In the name of Jesus, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. I feel a chain breaking. I feel a chain. Breaking, break everything, break everything, break everything.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Well, amen. It's that time, amen. It's preaching time. We have an awesome speaker, amen. Oh, tonight, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He always said, but he's elder, but I say prophet, amen, because you never know, amen.
When, oh, hallelujah. When prophets prophesy to you, hallelujah, and things come true, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I could truly say this person loved the Lord, amen. I could truly say this person is a friend, a brother. Amen. I could truly say this person, amen, you could talk to. Amen. And I'm just happy to have him with me. Amen. With us on tonight. Amen.
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 All the way from North Carolina. Amen. You already know, brother, I say it all the time. Do what the Lord says. Amen. But I want to present to some and introduce to others. Amen. Our
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We seem to have lost our hope. Amen, people of God. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, hallelujah.
Praise
yes,
the Lord.
You. Amen. Hallelujah. Evangelist, you know I'm ready to go. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I like to present to some, amen, and introduce to others. We go tonight, amen, prophet, amen, Ben, Prophet Williams Ben Rogers. Bless, amen, for him as he come. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless
amen.
You.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God a praise. Amen. On tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 On tonight.
Amen.
Because he gives words. praise. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's just glorify him for who he is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Just give God a hallelujah praise on tonight. Amen. Just give God the highest praise. Hallelujah. 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 See, the Bible says that our weapons of warfare are not carnal. Hallelujah. So let your hallelujah tonight, amen, be your weapon on tonight. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory. Glory, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Come on, let's join in with the angelic hosts tonight. Amen. And praise God. Amen. Let's join in with the hosts of heaven on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And praise your way through. You know, hallelujah, there's a need in your life. Amen. You know, hallelujah, that you need something from God. Let it come through by your praises on tonight. The Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. So come on, just praise them. Come on, just praise them. Hallelujah. If you don't want to open up your mouth, amen, just put your hands together. Hallelujah. And just begin to clap, 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 clap. Come on, clap, 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 clap. Come on, clap, 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 clap. In the name of Jesus, come on and clap. Hallelujah. The year of the enemy. Come on and clap. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Clap, clap, clap. Clap your hands, all ye people, and shout with a voice of triumph in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, glory to his name. Glory, glory to his name. Let your praise be your breakthrough on tonight. Let your praise get heaven's attention on tonight. Let your praise open up the windows of heaven on tonight. Let your praise move darkness out of your way tonight. Let your praise break the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. See, I'm reminded in the word. I'm reminded in the word, amen, when Jacob went to lay his hands on his sons, amen, and he looked at one of his sons, and he said, "Thou art Judah, my God." Hey, come on, somebody. Jacob, in his old age, amen, he said, "Thou art Judah." Amen. He said, "And your brothers shall praise you." And what blessed me as he spoke over his son, the next words just blessed my soul, because he said, "Hallelujah, your hand is going to be in the neck of the enemy." Come on, somebody. And we know Judah means praise. So you tonight need to let your praise be your hand in the neck of the enemy. Come on, somebody. Let your praise be a hand in the neck of the enemy. He's been talking loud but saying nothing. So let your praises. My God. Shut the mouth of the lion on tonight. They talked about you. They talk still talking about you. They're tearing you down, their name down. Hallelujah. They're trying to kill you in the spirit realm. So release your praise on tonight. Release your weapon of praise. Hallelujah. We don't fight in the natural in this fight. We fight the good fight of faith. We fight with our weapon of praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, because you are a person in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, God. Father, shake it, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God, shake it, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, rain on us, God. Lord, God, rain on this line tonight, God. Lord, your people tonight, God. Lord, cover us, God. Shield us tonight, God. Lord, in heaven, the praises tonight, God. And meet us right where we are, Father God. Hallelujah. Lord, stir up the gift, God. Stir up the gift, God. I'm taking, God. Lord, stir up the gift tonight, God. Lord, God, light the fire, God, in the hearts of your people, God, through our praises, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, thank you. Hallelujah. See, I can praise him. See, I'm a praiser. Yeah, God, thank you. Yeah, God, thank you. Yeah, God, thank you. Yeah, God, thank you. For those of you who have a prayer language, begin to pray in your prayer language. In the name of Jesus, we're going to put demons in the fight. We're going to pray victory. Hallelujah, amen. We need to move on, people of God, amen. Hallelujah. We let God have his way in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We're pulling on heaven tonight. Or else
I will come unto thee quickly, and I will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Amen. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saying he that received it. Amen. And I bless the Lord, amen, for the reading of his word on tonight. Amen. And if I could just come, amen, and talk to you, amen, and have a topic, amen, of this scripture tonight, it will simply be God knows your address. Come on, somebody. Amen. See, we serve a God, amen,
amen,
who's omnipresent. Hallelujah. Amen. A God who knows where exactly where you are every minute of the hour, every second of the day. God knows your location. One thing about God is his GPS is not broke. Amen. He sees what you're doing. He knows what you're doing. See, God knows your address. Hallelujah. And see, as God was speaking, as Jesus was speaking to the church of Pergamos, amen, the church of Pergamos, amen, was located in Asia Minor back in those days. Hallelujah. And see, Asia Minor was a very important city, amen, that was very busy because of trade and their route, amen, of water, where they had a lot of trade going on. And Pergamos was also a city, hallelujah, that was full of pagans that practiced pagan rituals. My God, that served other gods and served other idols, amen, and hallelujah. And God had planted a church, amen, in the city of Pergamos, amen, to begin to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. See, God got a way that's always strategic, amen, and placing his word in the places that need him the most. Come on, somebody. See, God knows your address in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And John writes the letter, amen, hallelujah, to the church of Pergamos. And Jesus begins to tell them that, hallelujah, I know where you're located. I know you're located in a place, amen, that evil is all around you, Pergamos. I know you're located in a place where Satan worship is the norm. Come on, somebody. I know you're located in a place, hallelujah, where they're committing all kinds of sins, sexual rituals, and things that's detestable to me. I know where you're at, Pergamos, but I come to let you know, Pergamos, amen, that you've been faithful, you've been strong,
yeah.
You held on to my name, Pergamos, amen, and
yeah.
Some of you on this line, if you ever live in the ghetto, if you ever live
yeah.
in the pit, and you ever been surrounded
yeah.
by evil, God sees you. If that's your location now, God knows your address. He knows you're encouraging people. He knows, hallelujah, that you're standing on his word. But he
yeah.
knows, hallelujah, that you're telling people, I'm saved, I'm sanctified, and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. As you move
yeah.
and operate through the projects in the midst of evil, God knows your address, and God is pleased with what you're doing. But see, sometimes we can make things appear to look good on the outside. We can make things look very good on the outside, and Pergamos was that church that they stood faithful in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Even though one of the members was martyred for the faith, the church still did not tuck tail and run, but they still stood on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But just because they did that, see, many things aren't seen in the natural. Many things go on behind closed doors. My God. And I thank God, hallelujah, that Jesus himself said, Pergamos, I love what you're doing. I love the way you're holding fast to my name. I love the way you're calling on the name of Jesus. But I have an alt with you, Pergamos. I have a situation with you, Pergamos. Hallelujah. See, You're teaching the people the doctrine of Balaam. Amen. And for those of you who don't know Balaam, Balaam was the seer, amen, that Balak, the Moab king, hired, amen, to put a spell on the children of Israel. But he could not put a spell on them, but he could only bless them. Come on, somebody. So since he figured out he couldn't put a spell on them, and he knew that there was a lot of money at stake, amen, if he did this thing for King Balak, he came up with another plan. He said, I know how to infiltrate Israel. Let me go and get a bunch of women, a little women, Moabite women, hallelujah, because they were in Moab, hallelujah, amongst the Moabite people who were feared and scared of Israel. And he said, go get women and put them outside the camp and allow the men, amen, to begin to intertwine themselves with the women, therefore corrupting Israel, therefore contaminating Israel, therefore intermingling their worst pagan worship with Israel. And God was not pleased, and God referred to that as the doctrine of Balaam. You know, we have that doctrine today, trying to intermingle, amen, things with the church, with the world. The same doctrine. Hallelujah. And then he also told them, he said, and they also practice the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. In other words, that doctrine is a doctrine that we're familiar with today. Hallelujah. That doctrine of exalting leadership. That doctrine of putting people on pedestals while they look down their noses at everybody else. Come on. How many of you don't know a church like that today? And see, God has a promise. Problem with it then, he got a problem with it now. Some of us are sitting high and mighty. Some of us won't even come. We come to church all dressed up because we got a little title now. Amen. And we are somebody. My God. Amen. But that is the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. And the children of the church of Pergamos began to practice this doctrine. And one of the reasons why is because Pergamos is known as the compromising church. Come on. Because now, hallelujah, the Constantine, the governor of Rome, amen, became a Christian, amen, and by him being the highest political figure, he began to go to church. And you know, when the highest political figure begins to go to church, all his little posse is going to want to follow. All the other leaders are going to want to follow because they want to rub elbows with the emperor of Rome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So the church now began to intermingle, amen, with the government. And this is the first time we see this happening in the word of God. And it is so prevalent today, the church and the world, hallelujah, mingling together. And that's why Pergamos is called the state church. Amen, hallelujah, because, amen, it was influenced by the state. It was influenced by the world, just like churches are today. Hallelujah. And God said, hallelujah, that he was not pleased with this.
I know you see.
My God. And see, it's so rapid today, people of God. Hallelujah. It's so rapid in the house of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And he said, I'm not pleased with your Pergamum. See, now, hallelujah, just like we people of God, see, God knows our address. Amen. God knows what we're doing out in the community. God knows, hallelujah, what we're doing to help other people. But one thing again, God knows your address. And not only do he know your address, he knows what's going on the inside of your house. Amen. See, he went on the inside, hallelujah, of the house of Pergamos, and he found these things, and these things was a stench in the nostril of God. See, God also knows your address, and he also knows what's going on inside of your house. He knows who's creeping through your window. He knows who's creeping in the back door. He knows where the liquor bottles are stationed. Yeah, shaking the crack pipe, the marijuana.
Come on,
he knows where the porno flicks is. He knows, hallelujah, those things that are detestable and hindering you in your walk. My God, he knows your address and what's inside. He knows the hell you're going through with your spouse. He knows how your children are cursing you out. He knows that you are cursing them back out. My God, he knows what's going on in your address in the name of Jesus. But God told the church, he said, repent in the name of Jesus. It's time, people of God, that we repent and turn from our ways.
Yeah.
It's time for the church to repent and go back and do the first work in God. It's time for the church to repent from the ways that have been influenced by the world. And see, a lot of them will not repent. Because it's going to cause them to lose friends. It's going to cause them to lose that television production station. It's going to cause them to break connections with people of the world who are financing their ministry like God ain't big enough to do it himself.
Yeah.
Shaking, hallelujah. Somebody say, God knows my address.
God knows my address.
The Bible says, where can we go for his presence? Hallelujah. Amen. If we make our bed in heaven, thou art there. If we can make our bed in hell, even there, he's there waiting to hold up our hand. Hallelujah. So people of God, amen. I was going to go on, but I think I'm going to end right here. Amen. But I just come to tell you tonight, amen, that God, hallelujah, knows your address. You can't hide, you can't run, you can't duck, you can't dip, you can't slide, you can't glide, you can't do nothing that God do not know.
Right.
See, God's GPS system is never broke. The godly positional system is never out of order. He can pinpoint you.
Right.
He can locate you. He can find you in every condition. When you're out of order, when you're in order, God knows it all. But this is a season, hallelujah, that if you know you're out of order, you need to get into that place and repent. And when you repent, the word says, he told the church of Pergamos, when you repent, I'm going to give you the manna, like I'm shaking the fresh manna from heaven, good God of Zion, and I'm going to give you a white stone. In other words, I'm going to give you, hallelujah, a fresh word. If you repent, I'm going to give you your provisions. Oh, if you repent, come on, somebody, because we knew when the children of Israel was out in the desert and God provided for them manna. In other words, he gave them their provisions to sustain them and keep them in the name of Jesus. And God told Pergamos, if you repent, I'm going to give you the manna. In other words, I'm going to be your provider.
All right.
And not only that, I'm going to give you a white stone. And see, back in those days, amen, the white stone was used by the judicial system, amen, that when you went to court and they began to make a verdict on you, and if you were not guilty, they held up a white stone. Come on, somebody. My God, y'all better catch that. Amen.
Right.
See, they held up a white stone, which represented, amen, that you were not guilty. And God said, you will get the white stone. If you repent, you will be forgiven. If you remember, he said in his word that he will remember your sins, the east is to the west.
Yes.
He will remember your sins no more. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So I thank God on tonight, amen. And we need to get into a place, people of God, amen, that we begin, amen, to locate people and know their address.
I'm going to pick up on this.
Okay? When you're in the midst of people, you should be able to locate them within 3 minutes.
Amen.
You will know where address they have been residing in.
flesh on me, but I'll let her know.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So that she can do all that.
So, Father, we just thank you on tonight. Amen. I just bless God on tonight for his
right
word.
Here. So, like, and sometimes it gets painful, especially if it's kind
tonight.
Of clogged, and we just have
Hallelujah.
To apply a little pressure. So sometimes it'll hurt for a little bit, and then it'll go.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And tonight, amen.
There's like a little bit of pressure.
It's time for the people of God.
And then I'll have her come check on this, okay, so that you could get your pain medicine and then your IV fluid. Okay. Did you need anything else from you?
I'm sorry, Prophet. My auntie is on. She's in the hospital. Okay, that's why
okay.
the background
noise
is.
Do you have any food allergies?
Amen. But we're still with you.
Do you have any
food
allergies?
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Could you put that on mute? Could you put that on mute?
All right.
She don't know how to mute it. She don't
okay,
know how
I got
to mute it.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Well, we just bless God on tonight, people of God. Amen. And I just came by, amen, hallelujah, just to encourage you on tonight and just to remind you that God knows your address. And as I was saying earlier, it's time, people of God, that we begin to, when we address people and people address us and come and get in our presence, amen, we should be able to discern and determine what address have they been living in.
My God.
If they've been living in the address of heaven or they've been living in the address of hell, amen. So you can locate people by the words that come out of their mouth. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
You can tell those who spend time in the word. You can tell those by the way they talk if they got a prayer life. You can tell those, hallelujah, who are being consecrated for the things of God. So you can locate them and find out what address they've been through.
Come on, Phil. That's all right. Come on with it.
I thank the Lord for each and every one of you on tonight. I just bless God for those of you who are listening in on tonight, amen, to hear the word of God on tonight, amen, that it may bless you richly, amen, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And I just want to thank God for giving me an opportunity to come as his humble servant
amen.
Before his amen, just to bring a word on tonight and just to let you know, amen, that God knows your address in the name of Jesus. Back in your hands, evangelist. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Father, as the man of God has poured out, oh God, I ask right now that you will pour back into him, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless his health. Bless everything, God, he desires. For you, God, I give you praise. Hallelujah. I give you honor, God, as he has poured out, poured back into him. God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bind every satanic attack that come against him now in the name of Jesus. God, I ask right now that you will cover him with your blood in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. To our guest preacher. Amen, prophet. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage you, amen, my big brother, amen, to stay on the wall. Amen. Stay on the wall. Keep allowing God to use you. Keep on doing what you're doing. Amen. Until God say, well done. Hallelujah. My good and faithful servant. Amen. At this time, the line is open for comments. Amen. One at a time, please.
Amen. I enjoyed you tonight. God bless you. This is Mama Nat.
God bless you, Mama Nat. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody have
I bless the Lord. This is Sister Loretta. I'm blessed. I had to hear this word tonight. I made it my mission that I would seek prayer warriors to teach me how to war in the spirit realm. I thank God for this period of time right now because I am seeking God. All the trenches I have gone through all my life, I am seeking God for relief from pain, disappointment, from hurt. Oh, God, for pretending just to be. I am seeking God to teach me, to tell me who I am in Him. life is trying to destroy me. You just don't know at this point, God, you know, that I'm seeking him over every materialistic thing. If I have to walk every day to work, if I have to eat peanut butter instead of peanut butter by itself, I would do it and wait upon God to be my victor. I am sold out to the kingdom of heaven. I thank God for Raquel for introducing me and thinking about me. Just come on her prayer line that God had put in her. I love God so much more than I love anything else. I am grateful, Prophet, for what you said, that God knows my address. I know God loves me.
He hasn't forgotten about you, daughter. God has not forgotten about you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. If you could, woman of God, amen, if you could just raise your hand in the Nashiki, amen, God is ready to reach down and hold your hand. Amen. You've been crying for his leading. You've been crying for his presence. God said, hallelujah, I got your daughter. God is saying, I got your daughter. I got your daughter. I shall reward you. God said, he is your rewarder, daughter. God is about to reward you again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Just keep seeking. Just keep asking. Just keep knocking, saith the Lord. Just keep seeking. Just keep asking. Just keep knocking, saith the Lord. Just keep seeking, daughter. Just keep asking, and just keep knocking, saith the Lord, and the door shall be open unto you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The momentum, the momentum of the spirit right now. You better get into it. The momentum of the spirit right now on this line. You better tap into it. If you need something from God, the momentum and shifting of the spirit right now. You better grab hold on it. Hallelujah. And you better press in the name of Jesus. The presence of the Lord is here in this broadcast. Yeah, God.
Comments at this time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just thank God for being able to come on while I'm in the hospital. It's been nice to listen, participate in prayer. and having a service on the phone.
Amen.
I thank God for staying for me so much that he had the store open.
Okay. You know my name.
God bless you, Bubba.
We pray for you, Auntie.
Amen. We truly, Mother, amen, put a praise in for you tonight, amen. When you're not able to praise him, amen, we was up here praising for you as well.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen. Prophet, I'm reminded, if I can say this, hallelujah, when you, last Friday, I believe, when you taught us, amen, to clap, something like that,
yes.
But I tell you, when you do that, hallelujah, chains are breaking off, hallelujah, of God's people, hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I was going to be
thank
quiet
you.
About it, but I remember about God knows our answer.
See, evangelist, amen, the Bible says, amen, and you hear me say it a lot. Amen. And listen, people of God. The Bible says our weapons of warfare are not carnal. Amen.
Pulling down a stronghold.
Amen. Through the pulling down of stronghold. And we have weapons. Our hand clap is a weapon. Our foot stomping is a weapon. Our praise is a weapon. Amen. And when you begin to activate those weapons, my God, they begin to bring power in your atmosphere. See, a lot of people want to spend time. A lot of people want to spend time rebuking imaginary demons and things on prayer lines. And I've seen all this foolishness, amen, where demons ain't even there. And they want to spend 10 minutes, amen, hallelujah, chasing away imaginary demons and warlocks and witches. Amen, hallelujah. And some may be there. But when I'm on a vine, I know they're present. My God. And hallelujah, and I just learned that, you know what, let my weapon of warfare not even come from my mouth, but come from my praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
hallelujah.
You. I don't want
yes,
to start
Lord.
Teaching that, man. I don't even want to start teaching right now. And, but that's just a nugget.
Hallelujah.
That's just a nugget. My God, that's just a nugget tonight, amen, for some of you, amen, that may be having
yes.
warfare in your home.
Yeah.
Sometimes instead of doing all this rebuking and hollering and screaming and losing your voice, just begin to go around your house and start clapping.
Amen.
Put them anointed hands together, amen, and clap, clap, clap. Because the Bible says clap, clap, clap all ye people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then shout.
Thank you, Lord.
And then shout with the voice of triumph. Come on. That means you already victorious. Keep your clapping up now, y'all. I ain't going to stop preaching again if I leave me alone.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody
Amen.
Else
want to
say
Amen.
Something? Amen.
Amen.
Anybody
Amen.
Else
want to
say something?
Amen.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord, man of God. I
Amen.
Thank God for you. I enjoyed the word, rich word. I thank
Amen.
God for you for the rich word. Hallelujah. And I just say,
thank
man of God, to you, hallelujah, that you continue to be steadfast, unmovable, always
yes.
about in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Bless you. Enjoyed
Amen.
It. Love you.
Amen. God bless you, Elder. And I truly, amen, sorry, charge it to my head and not to my heart, Elder. I just want to thank, amen, my family, my time of refreshing family, amen, that joined in on the prayer line tonight, amen. I thank God for each of you who was able to come alongside and support
amen.
Me, amen, and be my Aaron and hers and the spirit tonight to lift my hands up, amen. Hallelujah. I thank
amen.
God for you all. I love you all. Times of refreshing ministries
love
here
you
in
I thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen.
I thank God.
If I can.
Diligence. Thank God. I thank God for you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. People of God, I'm going to say this. Amen. I have, amen, my laptop on the line. Amen.
I simply bless God for all of you. Amen. I can truly say, amen, I would like to work with all of you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I have a desire
to work with people of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen, sister. Oh, yes, obedient servant.
Amen. Yes, hallelujah. Anybody else hallelujah. Have comments on tonight?
Yeah, I need to add a person because this last session at the hospital is really not so friendly. I just asked the nurse to change out my IV. And she told me it'll be after giving the medicine in it. And my arm should sit up here looking at it still up. And two different devices from the IV.
God.
And earlier when they did my hand still swelled up from yesterday. And she ain't like, you know, want to change it before she put the medicine in there. They give me three different medicines through the IV. And it's just they're not going in my vein, they're going in my skin. Stick at the vein. Said that it's broken, but it's not such like it's here on tonight. Because I would have been caught up again.
Yes. Amen. We're going to pray for you right now, Auntie. I'm not going to wait to the end of the line. Amen. People of God, let's just go in prayer. Amen. Let's just bombard heaven. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, you have heard the request of your daughter, oh God, in the name of God. You made her, and you know all about her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray all this go down. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke it. Come on, people of God, we rebuke it now. We take authority over the enemy. Hallelujah. We send it back to the pits of hell where it came from, God. Cover your daughter with your blood, oh God. People are crying, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for her life. I thank you for her health, oh God. I pray for her hands. I pray for her whole body. Oh God, her legs while she lay there in pain, God. I pray that you will bless sickle cells now in the name of Jesus. God, we rebuke sickle cells, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We call forth your healing power. We call forth Lazarus, come forth. We call forth healing now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we plead the blood and we thank you. We say yes, God, to
thank
your
you,
will,
Lord.
Yes,
thank
to
you,
your
Lord.
Way, God. This still have a testimony that God, you brought her out.
Yes,
oh, God, I give you praise, honor, and glory. And I thank you for her
hallelujah.
Help and her strength in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen. And
thank
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Miracle. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank
you. Yes, God. Hallelujah. There's a sweet spirit on this line, y'all. There's a sweet spirit, amen, that's happening on this line tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Amen. Anybody else have comments on tonight? Amen. Let me take this opportunity. I forgot something. Amen. Let me take this opportunity to thank, amen, my pastor here in Los Angeles, Carson, California, amen. The proud pastor, amen, of Life Pavilion Church of God in Christ, amen. Pastor Calvin Sparks, amen, for letting me have this line. Amen. Could we just thank God for the man of God, amen. Could we just bless God
hallelujah.
For him, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Amen, because without a covering, amen,
thank
you can't
Jesus.
Do what, amen, you do. But I thank God for my pastor, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And, amen,
hallelujah.
I can't forget
thank
about
you,
First
Jesus.
Lady Sparks. Amen, I thank God for both of them.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Not only that, but I thank God for, amen, my radio staff, amen, Gospel Talk. What is it, Elder? Can you say what it is? It Elder Approval. Amen. Can you say what it is, amen, of God? Elder, can you say what's this radio name again? Oh, he's probably busy. Amen. But this is Blob Talk Radio. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I just want to thank Elder Prevost. Amen. I don't know if he remembers me. Amen, but I definitely remember the man of God, and actually I think I'm going to be with him again next week on Sister Valencia's prayer line. I'll be speaking on her line, amen, and I think her and Elder still work together. Elder people still work together, amen. So I bless the Lord for him, amen. Like I said, I charge things to my head and not to my heart. Man of God, if you can hear me, amen, I just thank God for the mighty work that you're doing for the kingdom, amen, giving people platforms, amen, to spread the gospel to the nations, amen. So I bless God for you, Elder.
Amen, amen. Thank God for you as well.
Amen.
Amen. Elder, I have a change for Friday night, amen. Next Friday, amen, is my birthday, amen. And I have one of the greatest prophets right here in California. I would like to get it recorded. Well, wait, I'm going to talk to him, amen, before I do it, amen. But I do want to extend it to him on next Friday night, amen, because it's my birthday, amen, if he agreed to it. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Anybody else comments on tonight? Any prayer requests?
That's about the radio line, the radio, the name of the radio channel.
Blog Talk Radio, amen. I do have
you got a Blog Talk
recorded
radio
on tonight, amen. I don't have.
You go to Blog Talk Radio, and you go to CAB Broadcast Radio Network. That's CAB Broadcast Radio Network. I will send Sister Raquel the link, and she'll be able to send it to all of y'all.
Amen. Also, I do want this day of this recording for tonight, amen, if I can. Yes, Lord. Amen. Anybody have any prayer requests on tonight? Any prayer requests?
Yeah. I'm asking prayer for myself. I'm asking prayer for my family members. And pray for the world, the ones up in the hospital and ventilators. Pray for this
amen.
COVID.
Amen. Yeah, I'm slowly writing down the names. Amen. But if you guys can, those that have prayer requests, please, amen, feel free to text them to me. Amen. That way I could keep in, amen, in my prayer list daily. Amen. Anybody else prayer requests?
Yeah, I would like to pray for my sister Rashonda Wilson Freeman in Albany, Georgia.
Amen.
Pray for her safety. And that God will keep her covered.
Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
I want to pray for it.
Hold on 1 second, because I'm hearing everybody talk at once. Amen. Let's be obedient to God's line. Amen. Go ahead. Somebody was talking to me.
I want a prayer for my sisters. This is Sister Loretta. Prayer for my sisters, Mary, Pat, Gladys, and Janice. Especially for our health, our heart disease. I have my sister Gladys needs to go in for a hip replacement, and she keep putting it off. And she's in pain every night. She wakes us up at night. So that prayer for her that she would
I don't know what the word is, but I think it's fear. I think she has a spirit of fear. But I also just pray for more family unity amongst the sisters.
Amen. Can you send me that name, please?
I will.
Amen. Go ahead, Prophet. You had something you were saying, man, of God.
Oh, never mind. Go ahead. Go ahead, amen. I'm sorry for disrupting this time. Go ahead.
Go ahead. It's okay. Go ahead.
No, amen. I was just giving a shout-out to Albany, Georgia. The woman of God from Albany, Georgia, amen. I was stationed down there, and I was just giving her a shout-out. Amen.
Amen. Anybody else prayer requests on tonight? Amen. I'm asking you guys to pray for me, as you guys know. Amen. Next Saturday. Amen. Not next Saturday. I'm saying Friday. Next Friday, amen, I will be turning a big studio. Amen.
Amen.
So my prayer is that God will do what he going to do with me. Amen. People of God, y'all ain't talking to me. Amen. Amen. Y'all just quiet on tonight. What's wrong? Amen. But I'm asking y'all continue prayer for me. Amen. Anybody else prayer request on tonight? People of God. Amen. We get ready to go. Amen. Friday night we will not be having service. Amen. Pastor Raquel, Evangelist Raquel, birthday party is Saturday. Amen. That. Amen. We just come together. Amen. People are going to have a good time. Amen. Let's celebrate the name of Jesus. Amen. Anybody else prayer request? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else have anything they like to say as we prepare to get off air? Amen. One announcement. Amen. Next Friday night. Amen. Next Friday night at 6 Pacific. Amen. 9 Eastern, amen, 9 Eastern, 7 Central, amen. The prophet himself, amen, Prophet Michael J. Cosby, amen, here out of Los Angeles will be my guest preacher, amen. The tribe of Judah, amen, my other family will be with us, amen. On next Friday, amen, I'm asking y'all guys, you guys, people of God, to come back, amen, and celebrate my birthday with me, amen. What else? Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We are blessed. Amen. Yeah. Amen. We get ready to go. Amen. But I just want to tell y'all, amen, that I appreciate all of you guys. Amen. I really do from the bottom of my heart. Amen. I appreciate you all. Amen. Prophet, can you tell them about your prayer line on Saturday? Prophet, if you don't mind.
Amen. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Amen. I thank you for that, evangelist. Amen. People of God, amen. I also, amen, have a prayer line Saturday night. Amen. At 7 p.m. Amen. For those who all would like to join in. Amen. I'm trying to pull up the information. Maybe give y'all a second or two to.
Amen. I have the information.
Okay, amen. Yes, just reach out to Evangelist Raquel, amen, if you all would like to get the number, amen, to call in on Saturday night, amen. Truly, there's already a word, amen, that God wants to release on Saturday night, amen, hallelujah, to bless his people, amen. So you all are welcome, amen. Come on and bring your best praise in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Back in your hands, Evangelist.
Amen. Amen. That is for Pacific. Amen. So that is 7 Eastern. Amen. For Pacific time. Amen. I will send it out. Amen. I will not be with y'all this Saturday, but I'm sorry. Amen. I might sneak on anyway, Prophet. Amen. Just to say hi to everybody. Amen.
Just enjoy your birthday. Amen. Let's say, man, enjoy your birthday. Amen. If the Lord say so, and we're still in the land of living, I'll be on the next Saturday. Amen.
Amen. Anybody else prayer request on tonight? Amen. Y'all quiet tonight. Amen. We're going to go. Give me 1 second. I'm trying to, amen, write these names down. Amen. If you guys want to look me up on Facebook, amen, my name is spelled R-A-Q-U-E-L, amen, Edwards, E-D-W-A-R-D-S, amen. Hallelujah. Father God, as we leave this line, never from your presence, go with us, God. Keep us covered. Keep us safe, God. We just love you. We praise you and we bless you for everything and everybody in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God as he go with you. Amen. We are dismissed. Be blessed.
No.